Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
Good morning and welcome to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. I'm CJSF Public Affairs and Talk Coordinator Jesse, producer of this show behind the scenes behind Charlotte. And today our treat is a special remix episode featuring some poems and stories from the last few weeks, cut together with a little bit of fun transitional music and for a bit of a May buffet poetry mélange, I guess. So hope you enjoy the next hour of wonderful storytelling and poetry. And Charlotte will be back with a brand new episode next week. Thanks for listening.
Will be dropping by and sharing delectable bites of information and inspiration. This is also, well, it's May Day, May Month, Mother's Day weekend. We're going to start off with one of our guests having a prayer. Kim, say hello, who you are. What did you bring to the table?
Hi, Charlotte. Thanks for having me here. It's so nice to be here, and I'd love to join you and talk more about this, but just to start us off, I'd like to read a little prayer that resonated with me many years ago when I was 17 years old in high school and grade 12 and kind of having a challenging time in my life. And it's just the kind of a gift that I'd like to share with others in terms of, you know, how we can't change the situation sometimes, but we can always change our perspective. So it's A Prayer for Bad Times by Richard Cardinal Cushing. Dear God, help me be a good sport in this game of life. I don't ask for an easy place in the lineup. Put me anywhere you need me. I only ask that I give you 100% of everything I have. And if all the hard drives seem to come my way, I thank you for the compliment. Help me remember that you never send a player more trouble than she can handle. And help me, Lord, to accept the bad breaks as part of the game. May I always play on the square, no matter what the others do. Help me study the book so I'll know the rules. Finally, God, if the natural turn of events goes against me and I am benched for sickness or old age, help me accept that as part of the game too. Keep me from whimpering that I was framed or got a raw deal. And when I finish the final inning, I ask for no laurels. All I want is to believe in my heart that I played as well as I could and I didn't let you down.
Thank you, Kim. Kim Egger. So without further ado, I'm going to let the first poet that signed on today, Janice. Janice is going to introduce herself and share her poem.
Welcome to this wonderful event. I have done this before with Charlotte, and it's always so fun, so inspirational, and so invigorating because it brings out your creative spirit to come back and do some things later after the program, just not to hear other people, to start to have confidence in your own voice. I wrote this in November of last year, 23, because in January of 23, my mother had passed away, Phyllis Ann, and I wrote, it's not exactly a poem, but it is poetic to me. This was a year of grieving. This is what it looks like. This is how losing your mother feels. It's messy, tiring, angering, unbelieving, grieving, relieving, and deceiving. It wasn't supposed to go like this. It was just another page to be turned. It was an unexpected, expected, rejected again feeling. We weren't close, but we found a place to be. I never felt good enough. I never felt pretty enough. I never felt worthy enough. I was never enough. I was an ugly duckling in my mind. I looked in the mirror and saw rejection. What had I done? What else should I do? What could I be? Certainly not a good enough daughter. Can't prove it now. The cloud is larger than you thought. It is sending hail when you wanted rain. The snowfall will be comforting after this storm. I seek the peace.
Seeking the snowstorm after that is beautiful ending. Neil, introduce yourself and share what you have brought.
Yes, my name is Neil Ryan. I'm an artist, spoken word. I also indulge in painting, which you can see behind me. Those are my works. And when I was searching through my list of poems today, this poem called Mother Womb, The Bonding, I have no idea whose it is. I have no idea how it got to be among my poetry. It might be out of my, I have a poetry group in Michigan that I read with quite frequently, but this, I'm not supposed to, I don't have a womb. I have a heart, and this poem spoke to my heart. It's called Mother Womb, The Bonding, blooming in the garden of my womb. Buds of joy and roses of sparkle, you request unto me, twisting and dancing in joy, give me the pleasure of bearing you wherever I go. You are offering me new challenges in existence. You are driving me with hopes and new dawns. This is time I grow in thought and spirit to gather many a treasure for your coming into the world. Into a banyan tree, I shall grow my branches, engrossing all the sunlight into my soul. I energize my metal to leap boundaries and dive into the ocean to find pearls for your life. Celebrating every moment with you is the essence of my joy. Every child is a blessing to its mother. Every mother grows new treasures by giving birth. She rises wise and mighty, wrapped in love and cared with warmth. The child becomes father of man And this is true divine blessing with no disguise. A child born 10 months in joy, twisting and turning in mommy's tummy, to every mother is womanhood to the fullest. Thank you. To whoever it was that wrote it, thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Ramona, welcome.
Okay, thank you, Charlotte. So, everyone, hello. And I'm Ramona. I am a retired professor from Bombay University. And currently, I live in Toronto with my children. And I must say that I am not a poet. I don't know how to write poems. So, all my writing is academic. So books, textbooks, books on in history and French. So I really struggled today to write this poem, and I've entitled it Unforgettable, and that's just because of the song. But I'm not going to sing, I'm going to read this poem to you. So here it goes, please bear with me. In the depths of my heart, a tribute I pay to a mother so beautiful in every way, Olympia Rosa, her name so divine, with grace and love, she forever will shine. Fair as the moon, her presence did gleam, with eyes of greenish gray, like a tranquil stream. Always well-dressed, she exuded pure grace, a vision of elegance in every place. She taught me to sing a melody so sweet, encouraging my dreams with love complete. Proud of my achievements, she cheered me on, a guiding light till the break of dawn. Her joy was to dance, her spirit so free, filling our lives with laughter and glee. A healer of hearts, she rushed to aid neighbors and friends when they were afraid. Etched in my mind, her memory remains, a beacon of love that forever sustains. Olympia Rosa, a mother so dear, in my heart, your presence will always be near. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Ramona, do not ever again say you're not a poet.
I am going to speak to you. I was a teacher for 46 years of English. You stop saying that. Don't ever say those words again. They are lies. They are lies. Don't talk them. Now, second of all, throw away the rule book, people. There is no such thing as a rule book for poetry. When I was teaching, that was the first thing I had to do, because usually the boys didn't want to do poetry. So I had to trick them into loving the expression of their feelings. So you did that, but my so graceful, so eloquent. Don't ever say that again. Wait.
We have at the door, Karen Monkey. Welcome to our buffet.
Hi, I have something similar to what Kim has said, but in a different perspective. I've been born disabled most of my life, have had to struggle a lot of emotional things of people saying, I can't do this, and wanting to be involved in a lot of things. I would say I'm involved with equal wisdom as she is. It came along in my life when things were at a crossroad, when things weren't going exactly right, and I was just offered a chance to jump in at the last moment, And even during the course, I ended up having a traumatic fall that fractured my back. And if it wasn't for Eco Wisdom, I probably wouldn't have recovered as soon as I did from my fractured back. And even though I've been having a few medical problems ever since I've been involved, I've been able to handle the circumstances emotionally, and it just helped me get connected with nature, which I've always wanted to be connected and helping with nature. With my ability, it's connected a whole lot of things that I've been involved with. I've been involved with the radio show with Charlotte for quite a while now, with her other pop-up shows. So I guess that's all what I have to say for now.
Go to our next person, who is Elizabeth.
Okay, I wrote this some 10 years ago. I'll read it first and then I'll give you the context. She lumbers down the street, the cart she's riding on, moving slow with care. Her skin now full of marks from scratches and burns, her frame a record of duress from her travels. She no longer roars, not even a squeak. Certainly no more blazing trails, she said. Yet the crowds cheered and roared. As they were, they marveled at her appearance, even at her snail's crawl. They were awed by her presence. They knew she had traveled long and wide, her experience unparalleled by any, though she bends to age and to new times. The crowds acknowledged all she's been and is, the endeavor. Would we but do the same for our own elders? I would endeavor to remember with my mother. I wrote this after looking at the spaceship Endeavor on the streets of Los Angeles as it was being transported to the Space Museum on October 14, 2012. That's the content.
I want to say this is a marvelous May. We are talking about nature, welcoming you to share and feel your experiences of the good things that have happened in May, and how May, with its sweeping winds and beautiful sunsets, is just reminding us of places within our lives that we can let a little sunshine in and let a little sunshine out to help others. I'm going to read a poem that is kind of around the transitions and stages in a mother's life. And it's called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. Mother strong and life embracing, little loves, legs and feet, giving flight, giving light from dawn to dusk. Mother strong and life proclaiming, little rules for life's upbringing, quoting chapter, verse of scripture, hoping fertile seeds will follow. Mother strong in life rejoicing, pillows of love and laughter singing, cuddles, cuddles, chauffeured cars, hoping all will chow not spoil. Mother turning life unbending, little twinges, steps that falter, some days soaring, others dwindling, wondering if all is worth the kindling. Mother soft in life unraveling, seeds she sowed, gathering, searching, probing tendrils wrapping round her, hoping that their paths will praise her. And there's a activity called bonding with or sending metta, sending love to trees. And I found a difference in some of my poetry by writing that next to a tree. Okay, Mary Nance, welcome. Thank you for sharing, joining another pop-up poetry.
Okay. I'm Mary Nance Schellenbach, and I have been writing poetry since I got into the midlife crisis bit. That's how words came out. But I wasn't a poet. I have denied being a poet most of my life. After, you know, writing several hundreds, maybe thousands of poems, I'm finally, a couple of years ago, I was convinced that maybe I am a poet. So it's been easier since I quit fighting it. And so I have three different ones sitting here, and I can't remember whether I read one of them last time I attended or not. So I'm going to go with an old Christmas card that I wrote about the Blessed Mother. God shaped her heart with gentle hands. He filled her with his living breath, then asked if she would hold and fashion deep within her womb his son. If she would give him her own flesh and form, and bring him forth into the world. God shapes each heart with gentle hands. He fills each soul with living breath, then asks if we will hold and fashion deep within our hearts his son, if we will offer him our flesh and form, that he might once again be born in us. Again, come forth into the world.
Inspiring. That brings us to Wildish, hearing what you have brought to the table at this gathering.
Thank you so much. I'm Wilda. I just finished a 30-day writing poetry event, Poetry Hacking Live. And in the spirit of the mother, that's what I was writing about in my event. So I have, this one is on birth, as everyone has been talking about that today. Breath held, and it was interesting, I was holding my breath as I was trying to read that sentence. Breath held, a miracle unfurls, infinite love in tiny swirls, relinquishing worries, fears, take flight. This precious moment, bathed in light. Hope whispers, promises, a brand new dawn. A love story, forevermore drawn. And that one's titled Birth.
You know, one of the things I'm happy about is through radio, I was able to hear about eco-wisdom and this thing about a sit spot. I said, what in the world is it? And then with nature, I thought it meant I would have to find some place, like go to Van Dusen Gardens or go to the Queen Elizabeth or go somewhere, go to North Van and find this place. And to my surprise, just that thing within you where you want to settle down and have peace, if you're in a park, if you're in a backyard, that even where there might still be buses on the street, if you find this place that you take time to sit and then you notice what's there, there might be dogs. I saw a squirrel. I saw a baby squirrel, but it was only because I was thinking about, well, what is there within 10 minutes of my where I live? Walking the 10 minutes is helpful because we know 15 to 20 minutes of walking is good for our circulation, helps us to, you know, we're talking about marvelous May, to have an enjoyment of this marvelous shift in the weather by walking, not just staying in the environment of a car, staying in the environment of a house or a game, but getting out. And so what I noticed being close to this tree that was in front of a very busy apartment building, just sitting there waiting, I noticed up at the, how many things the tree was sheltering. Up at the top, there was obviously a mother bird because she got up and she's fussing at everybody, like, stay off, back off, get away. And then down on another level, there was a bird working on something. It was just shaking, shaking, shaking. Maybe it was trying to shake something to the people below or just shaking for attention. And then I noticed the gnarls. At one point coming out of the building, I thought, what an ugly tree, because there were these big bumps along the way. Now I recognize those are roots. The roots are finding no places to water, which might be a problem for some of you if those roots come up through your, into your house. But feet, it was like, wow, this tree run along. And it just took my mind into seeing the interdependence and feeling about how we're connected. So sitting there, 10 minutes, it gives you a chance to just think about how you're breathing or to just breathe. Sometimes, have you ever found sometimes people make meditation process very complicated? Could you explain, either of you, a simple meditation that you do?
Oh, you know what, Charlotte? It's a funny question that you ask, because I was meditating yesterday evening and I try to do that often. You know, I find that it's much easier for me to do when I did it inside the house in my bedroom last night, and I felt very distracted. Thoughts kept entering my mind for whatever reason. And just sometimes it's my list of things to do, or, you know, whatever might be on my mind. Sometimes it's more challenging than others, but I find that when I connect with nature, sometimes it might even be looking out the window or just being outside, because when I'm outside, the senses that I was describing, you know, sight, you can see all the beautiful colors, the animals, I can feel, I can smell. All of those senses really appeal to me when I'm in nature, especially in the forest. Or for me, it could be especially when I'm near the ocean. I love water and the ocean. The sights, the sounds, the smells, it really helps me with my meditation practice. I'm going to say I'm fairly new at it, and I'm working on that practice. It helps bring, because it really helps to bring clarity to my mind. It helps me relax. And when I do it in community, it also helps me feel a sense of connected with other people as well. But yeah, for me, it's just something that is practice, practice, practice. And just something that I'll keep working on. In conjunction with mindfulness, my sit spot, and yeah, just all those kind of things that are free for us, that free to enjoy in nature.
I don't really do a meditation per se. I just and relax and let my body and mind enjoy the scenery around, and then I just relax. I can give a simple mindful meditation that is as simple as you can get when you're under stress. It's a simple thing of I am here, but to do it slow and to use parts of your body. I am here. You can use your eyes to express it by looking up, and then look straight forward, and here you look down. So you say, I am here. And I've had to help a friend of mine that was under stress. I just told him just to take those three words and say, I very strongly, I am here, very slowly. And he said, thank you very much.